Today, we're talking about something that feels incredibly personal to me and something I know that many of you quietly struggle with too, because I hear it from my clients, whether it's those that are going through the self-paced course or my one-on-one clients, of recognizing these thoughts, and not just any thought, but intrusive thoughts. Those sudden, unwanted thoughts that feel so disturbing, alarming, or just completely out of your character. And what makes them feel so hard isn't just the thought itself, it's how real they feel. So if you've ever thought, why would I think this? Does this mean something about me? What if this thought is true? I want you to know from the very beginning of this episode that you're not alone in this. You really aren't. I want you to know this isn't about fixing your thoughts or fighting your way through, because as I will briefly discuss later, fighting the thoughts can actually feel them. Before I go any further, though, I want to make sure if you do wrestle with intrusive thoughts, to not try to walk through them alone or process them alone, to find a counselor or, you know, mental health coach like me, a Christian mental health coach, someone that understands intrusive thoughts, because there's many different kinds of thoughts. There's negative thoughts, there's irrational thoughts, there's intrusive thoughts. And depending on the situation and the scenario, some of them just have to be handled differently. But most with intrusive thoughts, we just don't want to engage, as I'll get into. The thing you'll notice about intrusive thoughts, they don't usually show up quietly. They're loud, they feel very urgent, and they're extremely emotionally charged, typically based on fear. They don't sound like passing ideas. They really feel like these threats. They feel like accusations or these worst case scenarios. And again, the reason they feel so distressing and urgent is because they feel so real. They don't feel logical. They don't feel hypothetical. They just feel real, especially when you feel like it's in your mind. I want to share even just a little bit from my own journey. Not really the specific details. I think maybe one day I'll write about it, but just the truth is that there was a season where intrusive thoughts really completely shook my sense of safety with myself. And this is really where I think just kind of everything came online with my nervous system. And not that I feel like I was fully numbing out, but there's just so much behind that. Medical, thyroid things, you know, all the works there. I don't like to lump one thing into this is the reason, because that can just keep us feeling frustrated. There was a lot of things going on in my body, but it was just time for this to be addressed. And some of it just started making sense, because I remember thinking, I know this isn't who I am, but why does it feel so convincing? You know, I trust God, or do I? Like, why does this feel so hard? Why does my mind keep offering these thoughts? And what made it even harder for me was the more I tried to figure them out, the stronger they felt. I was so used to spending years analyzing my thoughts from a mental. Yeah, that's a word, guys, from a mental. A mental perspective. I would have something come up and I'd be like, where's that from? And I'd analyze it and I'd check it. But what happened is when these new types of thoughts, intrusive thoughts came in, I realized the more I analyzed them, the more I checked, the more I prayed against them, it actually strengthened them. And that's when I realized something important. Is that intrusive thoughts aren't strengthened by belief. They're strengthened by engagement. The reason why intrusive thoughts feel real is not because that they're true. It's just because they carry so much emotional charge behind it. Again, often you might just feel a lot of fear because it goes against your values, what you think, what you hold dear. They are often paired with just a strong emotion of urgency, like this is important, this is meaningful. So your mind kind of interprets this as significance. And when a thought creates any kind of fear or anxiousness, your brain automatically wants to pay attention to it. It wants to figure it out. It wants to make sure this isn't real. But emotional intensity, which I've learned, of course, is not the same as truth. Logically, we know this. But when we are experiencing something of high emotional intensity, it is hard to get our amygdala offline and engage our prefrontal cortex with rational thinking. It takes practice, it takes intentionality, and it takes being physically uncomfortable in your body. So I think the hardest thing for Christians, us as those that follow Jesus, though, is when these intrusive thoughts come and we think that because this feels strong, it must mean something spiritually. If it scares me, I must need to deal with this. Like, I don't have faith. If it keeps coming back, I must be missing something. This constant state of like, I'm just always doing something wrong. But let me just say this and be very clear about it. Intrusive thoughts don't always mean you secretly want something bad, you're not trusting God, you're sinful or dangerous, you're failing spiritually. Most intrusive thoughts target the very things that you value most. It's why it's intrusive. It feels so catches you off guard. Like, why am I thinking that? That's not even something I value. And that's why it feels like such a threat to your mind and to your body. And it comes so emotionally charged. But here's a truth that you can really hold on to. Intrusive thoughts are an unwanted, uninvited mental noise. They're not intentions. They are not your desires. They are not predictions. They are not messages from God. They're more like static on a radio. See, the problem isn't that they're showing up. The problem is what we believe about the thought when it does. And that's what begins to fuel it. And I know for me personally, this just isn't talked about enough. I think intrusive thoughts come in so many different ways. Intrusive pictures, images show up so randomly out of nowhere. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, but we don't really know how to deal with that or process it. And I don't want to normalize it, but I also think, again, as followers of Jesus and Christ, it's just that idea of when we take our thoughts captive and make them obedient to Christ, we have to be mindful that we don't fight our way to make it captive and obedient. There's very ways to handle thoughts. And a lot of it is, again, not engaging and feeding the intrusive thought, which is the analyzing piece, the convincing yourself it isn't true. One of the things that help shift for me and change things, I'm not going to give you the full framework today. I don't know your personal story. I don't know the specific thoughts that you have, but I just want to say something that can help stop the spiral. When an intrusive thought shows up, try this. Think of it as a notice it, name it, redirect it kind of method. We gently and silently just want to say to ourselves that this is an intrusive thought. We want to notice it. We don't want to feed it. We don't want to give it something that it's not. We don't want to make it more real than it is, especially if fear is attached or feels like it goes so against what you believe and want and desire. We simply need to recognize this is an intrusive thought and then gently return your attention to what you are doing. The goal isn't to calm down. The goal isn't to figure it out. The goal is to just return. And I know that feels like that's so simple and easy to say. Let me say, it takes practice and intentionality to not engage with intrusive thoughts. We want to notice it. We want to name it. And we want to redirect it. And sometimes simply saying, I'm not engaging at the same time of naming it. And again, this is practice. You do not have to engage nor fix every thought. The reason this helps is it helps give the brain kind of a categorization, which can reduce the threat. This will help you to avoid that reassurance seeking, and it doesn't require you to believe anything different yet. Something that's important is you're not suppressing it. So your body can still feel the sensation and process that without engaging mentally. You will still feel the physical discomfort while at the same time not engaging mentally with the thought. When we fight against these intrusive thoughts, we can teach our mind that this thought is a threat. And then the mind does what it's designed to do. It keeps bringing the threat back so that you can solve it. And the thing that I learned about intrusive thoughts is they're not solved by answers. They are disarmed by non-engagement. Not agreement, not a suppression, non-engagement is the answer. Again, intrusive thoughts, they kind of show up with strong emotions, some fear, some shame, some anxiety, some disgust. And if we don't understand emotions, we can assume the emotion confirms the thought. But emotions are responses, not the evidence. So this is where we learn to renew our mind to the truth, to think on what is good, right, and true. Learning how to separate the thought, the emotion, the meaning we assign. Knowing that just because we feel this way doesn't mean it's the truth. It takes on a whole other embodiment of this practice, especially with the Lord. And this is what creates freedom. And that's why I work with women inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, about thoughts, emotions, meaning, stories. If you're listening today and thinking, this explains so much, but I don't know how to stop getting pulled into the thoughts, this is exactly why I created the self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, giving you a foundation, giving you an understanding of how your thoughts are working, emotions, feelings. This isn't about controlling your mind or getting rid of thoughts. That's not our goal here. It's about learning how to understand them, respond differently, and really stop letting fear drive the meaning. If you're tired of being afraid of your own thoughts, the link is in the show notes, or you could head to jessicahoddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L, again, jessicahoddle.com/heal. Or you can just, again, wherever you're listening, head to the show notes, which you'll just go back to the episode itself and scroll down and you'll be able to see. But again, what I'm leaving you with this is that intrusive thoughts feel real, but they're not revelations about who you are. They're not your identity. They're not reflections. They're not warnings about your future. They are thoughts, and they don't get to define you. You don't have to fight your mind to walk with God. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.